And this is the Great One himself from Cynical Libertarian Society here with an anarchy moment. This right here is the moment that I created anarchy moment for. Those moments when I just need to fucking unleash with an anarchy moment. I just came back from the grocery store. Going to the grocery store is always a fucking trial because the grocery store is one place where everybody goes, the smart people and the stupid people. Today, at the fucking grocery store, I had to stand in line to I had to stand in line behind two fucking idiots. They were certifiable fucking morons. So they're trying to run their little fucking credit card. And it's not working for some reason. The checkout girl, she's new. It's her first day on the job. I know this because I go to this grocery store all the time. She started as a bagger. So I see her. She's behind the cash register. I know good and goddamn well she hadn't been there for very long. I didn't know at the time it was her first day, but I know she hadn't been there for very fucking long. Plus, if you've ever actually, you know, been to a grocery store before and you fucking aren't so goddamn self-absorbed and self-important that you're not just fucking playing with your phone and you look at the people around you and you fucking understand anything about the fucking world around you, you can look at people and you can read their body language and facial expressions. Okay, you could tell that she was not certain about what she was doing. You could tell she was new on the job. She was learning because at this grocery store I go to, the management there really sucks, and yeah, there's like no training and people there, but that's another story. But the point is, you could tell she was fucking learning under fire. And these two fucking morons are trying to run their fucking credit card, and it's not working. And they're being rude and obnoxious and impatient. And so finally, the girl can't get the fucking thing to work, so she calls to the phone. She picks up the phone. I can't fucking talk. That's how fucking pissed off I am. You think this is pissed off. You just fucking wait. She picks up the phone. She calls the other cashier. She's like, look, when I try to run this thing, it says this. What the fuck's going on? She didn't say fuck, but she said, what's going on? And the other cashier tells her, oh, well, that's because you have to do this other stuff because that's not a credit card. It's a food stamp card. Oh, 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 fucking food stamps. But what about the roads? Without the government, who's going to feed the fucking poor people? You know what? If you're on food stamps, you should fucking die. Yes, you heard me right. That is not a violation of the non-aggression principle. I'm not saying anybody should kill you. I'm saying you should die. You should fucking starve to death and die. This cocksucking fucking motherfucking two retarded fucking doobie brothers are trying to run a fucking food stamp card, and it doesn't work because they don't have enough sense to tell the cashier girl it's not a fucking credit card, it's a fucking food stamp card. And why do the fucking food stamp cards look like credit cards? Because we don't want people on food stamps to have to use actual stamps because that's embarrassing to them. That's the reason. That's the one of the reasons. I shouldn't say, I don't even say it's the only reason. It's one of the reasons why fucking food stamps are on credit cards now, because, oh, the stigma attached to using food stamps. What about the stigma attached to being a rude, obnoxious, cocksucking motherfucker? What about that fucking stigma? These two motherfuckers and their little fucking food stamps should fucking die of starvation. There should be no fucking food stamps handed out by the federal government. If you've got food stamps, the motherfucking food stamps should be fucking bright orange, and it should be giant, and it say across their food stamps, so that when you pull them out at the fucking grocery store, everybody around you can see that you're a goddamn parasite on society. That you are fucking taking tax money from people that actually earn the money, people that actually work, people that actually create value, people that are actually doing something to make the world a better place. You're taking their fucking tax money and you're buying fucking cheese dip with it and bread rolls. And you're gonna be fucking rude and obnoxious to the cashier along the way. Why? Because you're a goddamn entitled little fucking cocksucker on your goddamn welfare food stamps. Die, motherfuckers. Die. Die of starvation. In fucking libertarian paradise, there will be no goddamn food stamps. You will fucking earn some fucking money. You will earn some fucking food. You will fucking create something of value for other people, or you will fucking die. And you won't be rude to the goddamn cashier. You'll get some fucking manners when you go out in public. You want to fucking be an asshole and shit? Get a motherfucking podcast. That's what I do. All right? Don't go in the fucking grocery store and be a fucking asshole to the goddamn cashier when it's her first fucking day because you ain't got no fucking social skills because you're a goddamn fucking moronic goddamn food stamp piece of shit motherfucker. Wait. Hold on. You know what? I'm not fucking done yet. You know, if when you're in the motherfucking grocery store and you got your fucking food stamp card, I want you to look the goddamn girl or guy who's standing there behind the counter ringing up your fucking groceries, putting up with fucking cocksuckers like you, entitled fucking welfare recipient fucking cocksucking assholes like you who have a fucking attitude. I want you to look at that person behind the counter who puts up with rude, stupid, moronic fucktards all day long, and I want you to say to them, this isn't a credit card or a debit card, this is a food stamp card. Your tax money is buying these groceries that I'm buying right now. Your tax money is paying for me to stand here on the other side of this counter and treat you like shit while you ring up my fucking groceries. You fucking welfare recipients should say that. You should fucking tell them, just be straight, look them dead in the eye. Look the girl dead in the eye and say, I know it's your first day on the job and you're not sure what you're doing, but I'm so fucking self-absorbed. I'm so goddamn important. I need to get back to my fucking welfare white trash life that I'm going to stand here at this counter in public and treat you like shit in front of other people because I'm just so much goddamn better than you are. You know why? Because I voted for Obama. I'm a liberal Democrat and I'm on welfare and I'm entitled because I have rights. Look them right in the eye and fucking tell them that while you're running your little goddamn food stamp card, you fucking white trash goddamn welfare recipient shit. You know, people come out and they say, you libertarians, you don't care about the poor people. Well, you know what? When the poor people have fucking attitudes like that and when the poor people treat other human beings like shit, you're goddamn right we don't care about the fucking poor people. I don't care about the poor people. One of the greatest rants I ever heard Rush Limbaugh go on way back in the day, this was years ago, and I had this recorded on cassette tape and I wish I still had it. I should check YouTube. Everything's on YouTube. He went on this rant about how the fucking poor people need to pay their fair share of taxes. And you know what? I am, even though there's 1,000,000,000 things I disagree with Rush Limbaugh about, I'm still with him on that one. You fucking poor people, you need to pay your fucking fair share. You're on welfare. You know what? You need to shut the fuck up. You should get moldy bread and dirty water. Get a fucking job. Do something to create some value. How can you not have a job? How can you fuckers be on welfare? Your goddamn messiah is the fucking president. He's president for 5 fucking years. The economy's supposed to be better. Everything's done. Everything's wonderful. I mean, there's a $17 trillion debt that's been spent on all this fucking stimulus package. We've dumped all this money into welfare. How can you fucking poor people still be poor? How much more fucking money do those of us who actually work for a living, create value, have to give you goddamn parasitic pieces of shit? Fucking white trash, goddamn welfare food stamp using pieces of shit that walk around treating other human beings like garbage because you're so goddamn self-absorbed. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You fucking food stamp fucking fuckwad. Fuck you. All right, I think I'm done now. I'm not making any guarantees. You know what? I wasn't finished. I wasn't fucking finished. Some of you out there, you're saying, but great one, why are you so pissed off about this? You know why I'm so fucking pissed off about this? Because the fucking poor! Oh, the fucking poor! They run around acting like they're such victims and, oh, how they're so fucking helpless and how they're so needy and all this other shit and they're just a bunch of goddamn rude, entitled, cocksucking motherfuckers. I thought about this as I'm sitting here thinking about how much I fucking hate goddamn fucking poor people that walk around and thinking that they fucking deserve some kind of goddamn handouts from people who actually work for a fucking living. And it made me remember the great moment when Obama, yeah, minority got Obama phone. Yeah, he gave us a phone. Obama phone. I wonder if you're on food stamps. I want to know. I wonder if these goddamn moron pieces of shit in the fucking grocery store who don't know how to fucking talk to another human being with a sense of fucking decency, I wonder if they had a motherfucking Obama phone to go with their motherfucking food stamps. Fucking poor people with your fucking Obama phones and your fucking food stamps. Oh, he gave us a phone. Oh yeah, Messiah. Yeah. Food stamps! Low income. Low intelligence. If you're a fucking moron. If you don't know how to fucking act when you're in public. Oh, maybe you don't know how to treat other people. Because you're a fucking Democrat. Oh, Obama phone. Ooh, don't know how to treat people. Yeah, think the world revolves around you. Oh yeah. Because you're entitled. Yeah. Oh yeah, you're entitled. We gotta not elect Romney. Because Messiah, he's gonna give you a job. Oh wait, you're still on food stamps. You got low intelligence. Oh, and you got food stamps. You got some motherfucking food stamps. You don't know how to treat people in public. You're all shitty to people you've never fucking met before because you think you're fucking entitled. You're standing there fucking buying your goddamn cheese dip and your fucking bread rolls. And your fucking welfare fucking food stamp card doesn't fucking work. And you want to get all fucking shitty and snotty with the fucking cashier. Why? Because you ain't got no fucking social skills. Food stamps! Low intelligence. Oh yeah, minority got Obama phone. White trash got Obama phone. White trash got food stamps.